The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So you heard it there from Andrew Yeager, reporter and host for a public radio station in Alabama, WBHM. That federal judge in Alabama ruling yesterday that it is legal to require public schools to find out the immigration status of their students. And the judge also determined that police could detain those unable to produce proper documentation if they suspect they are here illegally. And if individuals are stopped for traffic violations. But the judge did temporarily block the state from prosecuting people transporting or harboring undocumented immigrants. But whatever the ruling and the details of the ruling, we're going to go over them now with a couple of people who were directly affected by the ruling. Alabama does, by now, have the strictest immigration law in the United States. Joining us is Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw, who represents Alabama's 2nd District. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
And Victor Palifax is a 19-year-old undocumented immigrant who came to the U.S. when he was 6 years old. Victor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Senator Holtzclaw, does the judge's ruling and this law make it easier for you, Bill Holtzclaw, to make sure that Victor gets out of the country?
Well, that wasn't the intent of the law at all. What it does do is, one, it helps make sure exactly what the people of Alabama elected the Republican majority to do, and that's to begin to address the illegal immigration problems in our state as well as in our nation. The last thing we need is 50 individual states creating individual laws. What we need is the federal government to enact their laws.
So this law is to encourage the federal government to finally weigh in, something that the people of Arizona suggested as well.
Well, and in fact, let's not lose sight, it's not been reported very well, but yesterday the immigration authorities, and you kind of wonder if these things are done in concert or not, but yesterday immigration authorities arrested some 3,000 illegal immigrants across the United States, and 50-plus of those were in Alabama. So as we look to the federal government to finally do what they should be doing in enforcing these laws, we'll begin to solve some of our internal issues, and specifically in Alabama, it's an unemployment issue.
All right, that's Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. Victor Palifax, a 19-year-old undocumented immigrant. Where are you this morning?
Yes, hi. I'm in Birmingham.
Are you feeling more vulnerable today?
Yes and no. Yes, because yesterday, of course, the judge made a ruling. She not only solidified, but she also validated the Alabama legislature and Robert Bentley's attempts to basically pass a jingoist, a xenophobic, and a very misguided effort to try and deal with the issue here at hand in Alabama, as well as to try to send a very powerful message to the federal government, which is that regardless of federal law, Alabama will try to enforce this bill, which not only directly goes against federal law, while claiming to enforce federal law, it's going to do it regardless of. And like the senator said, it does send a very powerful message, but it also sends a very misguided message.
But Victor, Victor, the judge ruled that it is federal law to it actually is consistent with federal law to seek out immigration status in classrooms, to basically seek out immigration status on the job site during traffic violations.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a good point. But at the same time, you also are going up against a Supreme Court case, Plyer, which already dealt with the issue of undocumented immigrants in school. And the ruling was not consistent with what the ruling regarding HB 56 was. So that's one of the things that I'm trying to get at. How do you enforce federal law while at the same time violating?
Well, we can ask the senator that question directly. Victor Palifax is a 19-year-old in Alabama in Birmingham, who came to the United States when he was 6 years old. Mr. Holtzclaw, let me just play for you possibly one of your constituents. This is Winnell Gilbert, a science teacher for the last 14 years at Jefferson Center Point High School in Alabama, reacting to suddenly having this responsibility of checking immigration status. Listen.
I don't think it's our responsibility to determine if a person should be in this country or not. It's sort of discriminating when you have people coming into a school district or school system or school and you're asking for legal documentation as far as their citizenship, it's infringing on a person's civil rights or, you know, their right as coming into the school.
What do you make of that, Senator Bill Holtzclaw? Teachers don't necessarily want that responsibility. You say what?
Well, here's what I say. In no way, one, are we looking at turning anyone away from going to public schools in Alabama. That would be against federal law, okay? But what we are asking, what I want to know as a legislator, is I want to know the magnitude of the problem that allegedly exists in our state. People say we have, you know, untold, you know, hundreds of thousands, a million possibly undocumented aliens in the United States. I want to know how many are in my are in our state, and then I want to be able to understand the drain on tax dollars from our state that are in support of that.
Can I just put that to Victor? We'll take a break and come back and deal with whatever it is that you want to say. That's Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. Victor Palafox, if they're just collecting information, what's wrong with that?
Collecting information, yes, but at the same time, you're collecting information you're not allowed to collect at a place where you really shouldn't be doing it. The schools and the students have a relationship of trust, and to suddenly implement this law that turns teachers, you know, officials in the schools themselves into immigration officials violates that sense of trust that a student has at a school.
Do you know, do your teachers, Victor, do your teachers know your immigration status?
Yep. I have decided to inform them of it. It's rather liberating in a way to come out as an undocumented student and finally have them put a human face to the very serious problem that we have here, not only in the state of Alabama, but in the country as a whole.
All right, we've got two human faces. We're talking about what happened yesterday. A federal judge ruled, mostly upheld Alabama's tough immigration law. We're talking with Republican State Senator Bill Holtzclaw, who represents Alabama's 2nd District. We're also talking with a 19-year-old, Victor Palafox, who came to the United States when he was 6 years old. He's a well, he's not a citizen of Alabama, but that's exactly where he lives. We're going to take a break and be right back. The big story this hour, we're taking a look at what a federal judge did in the state of Alabama. It's got the strongest immigration law in the country, and after a judge ruled on it, Alabama still has the strongest immigration law in the country. It was mostly upheld by the federal judge's ruling, and here to talk about the implications of that are State Senator Bill Holtzclaw for Alabama's 2nd District, and continuing our discussion with Victor Palafox, a 19-year-old immigrant who came to the United States at age 6. Victor and Senator Holtzclaw, you still there? All right, great. So let's just recap where we were a moment ago. You said, well, Victor said in his first remarks that he viewed this bill as being xenophobic in some way. I thought that might have been a little over the top. But then you, Senator, suggested in counting the number of undocumented immigrants in schools would be a way of seeing how much they drain the resources of the state of Alabama. Do you think that undocumented students maybe like Victor, are a drain on resources? It would be better that they don't go to school?
No, and again, it's by no way just intent to prevent that. What I want to be able to do is to elevate, I want to be able to document and elevate the magnitude of this problem to my congressional delegation. And again, as I said earlier, the last thing we need is 50 individual states with 50 individual laws. We need the federal government to uphold their law. And a means for us to be able to quantify the magnitude of the situation is to have some sort of documentation, statistical documentation. And back to the point of the teacher having to do the counting or that vetting, so to speak, that's certainly not the intent either. I think that's kind of being taken out of context as well, and maybe not being very well, the information being passed down to the teacher's level. It's as simple as when I enrolled my daughter in her first day of school this year. I would take her birth certificate at the enrollment time that I'm there, and they're going to check to see, you know, yes, she is a natural-born citizen of the United States. So checking that box, and if I don't have that documentation, then checking another box, and there's provisions in the law that allow me, I believe it's up to 90 days, to get a document, you know, to show that my child was either born in the United States or that I'm here legally. So it's not
But it sounds like you're saying that if you don't have that birth certificate or that citizenship paper, that a 90-day clock starts ticking, and then after 90 days, you've got to leave school. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. after 90 days, you fall into a third category where the parent was unable to provide any documentation. At no point is anyone going to be forced to leave public education.
All right, so let's get a response from Victor on that.
Regarding that, he is indeed correct that they are not going to be turning students away. But at the same time, you have to understand the implications and the message that this sends to the community. As early as the beginning of this school year, we were doing outreach in different parts of the state, you know, Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery, Tuscaloosa, so on and so forth. And the community was terrified because the message that the schools, well, not that school, these sets of laws were giving to the community is that it is best if you do not come. And regardless of, you know, how it might be intended, the actual effect is something very different to the intended effect
but Victor,
that the senator and the legislators gave.
But hold on one second. I can't speak, and I don't think Bill Holtzclaw would want to speak for all of the members of the legislature in Alabama, but just judging by this conversation, I'm hearing some common ground here, and I didn't expect to hear it. I mean, in your case, there are a lot of people who are scared of disclosing information to the government because they feel like they're going to get deported or they're going to get turned away from schools. Senator Holtzclaw is saying, no, that's not the intent. What we want to do is collect information and give it to the federal government, show the scale of the problem, and then hope that a rational federal immigration policy materializes, which would benefit everyone. What about the idea of sitting tight as an undocumented immigrant in Alabama, allowing this process to go forward? And then you and Bill Holtzclaw would be on the same side, encouraging the federal government to do something to make people make things right. Victor?
That's a rather interesting and an optimistic take on it. You know, the way that it's meant to sound as this is just adhering to federal policy with working with the federal government. How do you work with the federal government and claim you're merely trying to get them to push a sense of immigration reform when the state of Alabama has repeatedly opposed any type of what they, quote, claim to be amnesty, you know, blanket amnesty for undocumented immigrants? How do you claim to not only want to stimulate the debate when in the past you have hindered the continuation of such discussions? On to your next point regarding of sitting tight, you know, I very well could. I've gotten accepted to universities throughout the Southeast, and I've gotten accepted to plenty here in Alabama. The thing is, if I were to stay here in Alabama, I would be living in a constant state of uncertainty. Why? Because if I were driving out and I got stopped for a violation, which hasn't happened in 13 years, that could be the last mistake I made here in the state of Alabama.
All right, Victor, hold on. Just let's get a comment from State Senator Bill Holtzclaw. You know, I'm not hearing a sense that this law can possibly not feel punitive to people in Alabama. State Senator, your response?
Well, and some of my colleagues who support the law say that the very reason that they supported it is to make Alabama a place where undocumented aliens don't want to live and work, and from a punitive perspective. And that's what some of my colleagues have said. I've said very early on that that my intent of supporting this law is we can no longer ignore the problem of the illegal immigration population in our nation, and this is a means for us to work towards an end to force the federal government to solve the
problem. All right, you've said that, but Senator, is there a way to encourage your colleagues to pull away from the punitive piece here? Because Victor, of course, came here when he was six. He didn't have a whole lot of choice in the matter.
Exactly, and you know, I don't think there is with my colleagues. I mean, the judge has already passed her law, but I did want to say this to Victor, and regardless of where he decides to go to school, wherever he decides to ultimately to work and contribute to our society, I ask that he work towards gaining a legal status, because that's really going to solve the problem, and there are means there for him to do that.
All right, less than 30 seconds, Victor. What do you say?
In 30 seconds, regarding that, legal status, obtaining legal status is not as easy as people make it seem. People make it seem as if you walk up to a line, sign your name, and you're good to go. No, we have been having discussions with people who have waited 10-plus years to even get a chance to be here.
No, I hear you. I absolutely hear you. A very difficult and a very vivid portrayal of the immigration dilemma in the United States. Victor Palafox, 19-year-old. Came here at age six, and State Senator Bill Holtzclaw for Alabama's 2nd District. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.